used to float, now I just fall down. I used to know, now I don't know. I mean, that's a sad song, bro. I mean, come on, guy. Billie Eilish, Phineas, pump the brakes on the sad sack of music. Huh? You know what I'm saying? You feel me? 'Twas the week before Christmas, and all through the town, no one was working, but the podcasts were abound. That was dumb. I'm embarrassed by that. I'm sorry that happened. They can't all be gold, guys. Don't know if you know that, but I have found that out. Should we go ahead and call the brand eye? Let's do it.
Men are garbage.
Oh, sorry. Wrong button. Wells, you are incorrigible. Let's call the brand. Let's call her up right now. It is time. Christmas is here.
Hello.
Hello. How's it going?
Well, my mother didn't have Chrome downloaded, so I had to deal with that.
Give me a check.
Chirp.
I mean, talk like you normally would talk. Don't do chirp, 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 chirp.
I hate when you say that because I don't know how I normally talk.
I know, but you don't normally do this.
I'll tell you what, when I talk in the DJ booth,
yeah.
I don't know who I am anymore.
We need that. That's the energy we need.
No, we don't. My voice drops like 2 octaves for some reason.
Oh, yeah. You turn into like a Cyrus with the real deep voice.
I don't know, but I definitely like don't sound like me. It's very strange.
Do you like DJ Octave Brandy or not?
I don't know. It's just weird.
Okay.
A little odd.
You seem stoned right now. Are you stoned?
Probably contact stoned because my mom has literally been so high all day and like I am so over her ass.
I don't know how she gets anything done.
Well, she doesn't. That's the problem.
Yeah.
And I don't know how she functions without me here because she's out of it.
Does Dom like, hey, let's go. Come
no,
on, wake up.
He's not.
No.
He like lets her do her crazy thing.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, well. Yeah. I can't believe it, but like Christmas is like right around the corner. Christmas is nigh.
Christmas is nigh. Who are you? Who are you?
Hark, the herald angel sings. Christmas is nigh. The star of Bethlehem shines down upon us very soon.
Speaking of Christmas and Jesus.
Yeah.
Not just me and my mom. I guess we had some other people involved. We're like talking about, oh no, Dom. It was Dom last night on the ride from LAX to Toluca.
Oh, fun.
We got into like a religion discussion a little bit.
Mm, God, I wish I was there.
And we started talking about Catholicism, and I was like, ooh, you know who grew up Catholic? Wells.
Yep.
I was like, we should ask Wells some of these questions.
What were some of the questions? I'll answer them for you.
Okay, so Dom was saying that Catholics have heaven, but they also have purgatory.
Yep, that's true.
And then there was something else called like limbo or something for a minute or something like that, where it's not purgatory, it's not hell, it's not heaven yet, and you go there. But then like at some point the Catholics decided that was just too crazy to believe. So they just got rid of it. Is that true?
I don't know if that's true, but there is purgatory where you go, you wait in judgment of your life, I suppose. And then they decide if you're going to the good place or to the bad place.
Yeah. It seems crazy. It seems like we're giving people too much power in this religion.
Yeah, it seems a little, you know what it seems? It seems like there's a lot of bureaucracy. It seems like a lot of just like hanging out like at the DMV. You're just like, what's going on, guys? I waited my entire life to get to this point, and now I'm waiting for you guys to do some sort of judgment. And I don't love it.
That's all life is, really, just waiting.
That's
it.
It's just
life and death, I guess.
It's just another DMV line. You're going through customs of life. Or death, I suppose. What were some other questions about Catholicism that I could answer for you from the 12 years of Catholic school that I went to?
There was also talk of like how the Catholic religion just has like a lot of pedophiles.
Well, yes, that is true, unfortunately.
And stuff.
I think a lot of religions do, but Catholics specifically.
Catholics really seem to like take the cake on that one. And then I was saying that it seems to me, but like, I don't know shit, but like seems to me like the Catholic religion specifically is a lot of like violence in the name of the Lord. And I just don't like the violence.
Yeah, there were a lot of crusades, if you will. But
a lot of beating people into submission and things. I just don't know about that.
Yeah, but I feel like, you know, like the Salem witch trials, I don't think those were Catholics. I think those were Protestants, or those were pilgrims. I don't know. Yeah. I did hear kind of an interesting fact about why priests went from like really, really great to not that great. And it all had to do with the plague. So back in the day, like the entire, like Europe was basically like the Roman Empire. So like everyone was Catholic. And when the plague happened, all the people who were priests were the smartest people. They were the only people who could actually read, right? When the plague happened, all of those priests had to go serve last rites to all the people who were dying of the plague. And of course, they were, you know, in contact with a bunch of people who were sick. So then they ended up getting sick. So then all of a sudden there was this giant need for priests. But no, they were no longer like the smartest people in Europe. They were just like whoever we could get. And then it was a steady decline of, you know, kind of poor decisions on who should become priest. And yet the whole like diddling thing is just
not great.
It's not a good look. It's not a good look.
No.
Not at all. No. But you know.
Anyway, not to get on another religion talk, but I just.
Yeah, you love religion talk.
Love it.
Yeah.
I just like, there is a part of me somewhere deep down that like really likes upsetting people.
Really?
Like causing chaos.
Wow.
Like, I know. Just a small, just a tiny, tiny little piece of me down there. That's like, I kind of like pissing people off and upsetting people and like getting them all riled up.
I can see that with you actually. That does not surprise me one iota actually. Sometimes I think about like, I think about like the current state of just like the world in general and like crazy Christians that we have in our country and then like everything that's happening in like the Middle East and everything. And I just think like if Jesus was real or if God is real, whatever, I imagine they're looking down and being like, Jesus Christ, they fucked this up, didn't they? Like we're not even close to the messaging that we were going for.
No, nowhere near.
Honestly.
So off base.
Honestly, like I do think about this a lot. Like if Jesus did come back, I do think a lot of like the really, really, really religious people in our country would reject him as like a woke,
for sure,
liberal fucking communist. And and the exact same thing would happen again to him.
True.
Oh, man. Merry Christmas, everybody. But I can't believe Christmas is already nigh.
What did you ask for this year?
Nothing. I want nothing.
Same. I want some things, but I didn't ask for some things.
What do you want?
A lot of shit.
Okay, and then tell me what it is. What do you want?
But like, okay, so I'm at the point where like, as any adult, I'm sure, I'm at the point where like, if I want it, I just buy it for myself, like immediately. You know?
Yeah.
So it's like all the thing or like I've got like a wish list of things that like I can't afford yet. But like when I can, I'm going to buy. So like right now, you want to hear what I'm on right now?
Tell me what you're on.
I'm on a watch kick.
Ooh, okay.
I've never owned a watch. I've never been a watch girly. Mm-hmm. But all of a sudden, I've decided that I'm an adult and I need a nice watch.
Yeah. So what do you want?
So I want a Cartier.
Okay.
I think I like the Tank. It's a little heavy. So like I could be convinced to go with the, I forget the other style that I tried on that I liked. It's a little bit less heavy, but it doesn't look as expensive. And I want to look expensive. Yeah, Of course, I want the gold because the silver's cheap and I don't want that.
Okay.
I don't need the diamonds. I would take the diamonds, but yeah. I just want like a gold Cartier Tank, I think.
Yeah. Okay. You should get it.
So when I can afford to buy myself that watch.
Can I ask how much that is?
I think it's $22,000.
Okay. I mean,
it's
that's
somewhere in that range.
It's a 22, lot of money,
yeah, it's like somewhere in the 20,000 range.
Yeah,
like 22 to 26, something like that.
Sarah got me a Rolex for my wedding gift, and I've never been a watch guy. I don't care about. I just don't like. I'm not even like a jewelry guy. I recently started wearing a bracelet, and I don't even know how I feel about that. That's just like
work.
Really getting out there. But then all of a sudden I had this like really nice watch. And so I started like looking up other watch brands, and all of a sudden like TikTok started figuring out that I was looking up watches. And then like all of a sudden I was on like Watch Talk, I think. And that's a lot. The only thing that's scary about having such a fine timepiece on your wrist is like you are a target to get
for sure
fucking nailed. So there's a part of me that wants to get my exact watch that I have and get a fake one and wear that one everywhere.
Then what's the point of having the real one?
Well, I'll wear that to like the opera or like weddings and stuff. But you know, like if I'm going, the other day we went to a concert. Insure it.
It's insured, right?
For sure. But I don't, that's also like just asking for attention.
Well, so is a fake one.
Yeah, but I can say, okay, take it. It's fake, you fucking idiot. I don't care. Take it. Get the fuck away from me.
Well, even if it was a real one, you could say take it and those insurance will replace.
That's true, but I would probably try. Okay, so are you going to get a watch?
When I can afford it.
But is Tish not dropping down?
Absolutely no. Not. What's Tish is like, here's an Amazon blanket. Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what else are you asking for?
I would always take another horse, you know?
Jesus Christ, lady. Let's go with things that are less than $1,000.
But if they're less than $1,000, I just buy it for myself.
I know, but...
So it's like, I don't need it because I already have it if it's less than $1,000.
Fair enough. Do you want to know what I asked for?
I also want a new suitcase, but the one I want is like $1,500.
What does that one do?
They're so nice. I'm just telling you, it's like there's something about the wheels, the wheel mechanism on those suitcases. It is smooth as freaking butter, no matter the flooring. And once you have that and you go there, there ain't no going back. So that's what I have now. But I have the... Was it polycarbonate, like the really light material one? And I do like that, but they have the ones that like look like steel, but they're lightweight. I want that one.
Okay.
No one's buying me that. I'm about to buy that for myself.
Do you want to know what I want? What I asked for?
What?
I asked, this is big, big time. Yeah. New Wells, new year, new Wells. I've never owned Birkenstocks before. And
you're going to wear Birkenstocks?
Well, I want some house shoes. And I thought
I actually could see you in them.
I'm in the closed-toed Birkenstocks.
The clog?
Yeah, the clog.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I don't know if I feel, how about the sandal? Not there yet, but the clog still looks like a shoe, kind of, especially wearing your pants.
The sandal screams stoner to me.
Yeah. And I'm not anymore. I'm not one of those people. I asked for that. And that's basically all I want.
Huh.
I don't want anything.
It's cheap. They're like $100.
I know. Yeah.
Well, I've already got my own Uggs. So, you know, you said Birkenstocks. I have this too.
They're comfy, huh?
House shoe. I'm actually wearing Tish's house shoes.
Yeah. House shoes are important.
Yeah, they are.
We're trying to become a take your shoes off when you come inside the house.
Oh, I try to do that too, and nobody freaking abides by the rule.
What you got to do is you got to put a bench right by the door and then have shoes out.
I do
out.
Have that. Yeah. I have so many shoes sitting there and people just walk on in.
Yeah.
Or my least favorite is when people say, like, they look and they see all the shoes by the door, and then they look at me and they say, "Do you want me to take my shoes off?"
Yeah, Nick, yes. Yeah, I do.
But it's the vibe of, like, if I say yeah, then I'm an asshole.
Yeah.
And I'm like, so I always, like, the people pleaser in me is like, I mean, it's totally up to you.
But I'd love it if you did, yeah. But
like,
I know.
I'm obviously barefoot and all my shoes are by the door, so, like, can you not?
Chinese people really got that one right, I feel like.
I know.
You know? Mm-hmm. Like Sarah has her like nail people come over. They are always so courteous of that. And they put their shoes
love
right.
That.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I have a bone to pick with, not you. No, not you. No, you're fine. Yeah. Oof,
oof. I was like, what do I do now?
No, you did nothing. Like news and like sports news.
Okay.
Anytime there's like an anchor of sorts, here's my bone to pick. Hey, news or sports center, COVID's over. Let's stop doing Zoom interviews with people. All right. Let's pay a little extra money. All right. Let's fly them into the studio. Let's mic them up properly. Let's light them up properly. All right. I don't want to be hearing about like what's happening in Sudan or in the Gaza Strip. And then the guy fucking glitches out for 25 seconds. And then they say, well, we got to come back to him. I don't have that kind of fucking energy. Do better. Throw some money into your actual production. This is your whole business. Okay? Wow. If I wanted to fucking watch a Zoom conversation, I would fucking watch YFT on YouTube, which please go subscribe because we need more subscribers.
There's a lot of feelings in that rant.
But you know I'm so right. Right?
Yeah.
Like every time.
I mean, I don't watch the news, so I'm just assuming you're right, to be completely honest.
You don't ever watch the news?
Never. It scares me. It's depressing. It's dark. I don't like it.
Oh my God.
What I need to know about, my mother tells me. I hear from my mother. Whatever I need to know, I'll be told.
I bet you she's got some weird conspiracy theories out there.
For sure.
Oh, man.
But her, Dom, too. Dom watches the news. The two of them, they'll tell me what's up. Yeah. They'll tell me what I need to know. I don't need to fill my spirit with that darkness.
Good for you.
On a
good
daily
for you.
Basis. I don't like that.
Freaking, well, you know what? Like, CNN, MSNBC, Fox News. I flip-flop through all of them just
that's
to like,
insane. That's
just
nuts.
To know and like what's going on.
No, I don't want to know.
I'm always greeted with some fucking asshole in his study, bad lighting, low shot up the fucking jowls, ear pods in for your fucking audio. Couldn't be more annoyed with this, all right? Mm. Let's just do better, everybody.
Okay.
ESPN, you guys do it too. I fucking hate it. If I had to see Schefter, whatever his name is, in his pajamas, let's get him into the studio. I know he lives like a mile down the block. Get him here. Do better.
Okay. Well, speaking of news, I saw, again, freaking terrifying, some girl in downtown LA got murdered and they found her in her refrigerator this week. This is why I don't watch the news. That's terrifying.
There was a Punky Brewster episode about that.
It's not funny.
I mean, it's kind of funny because I remember they were playing hide and go seek and Punky Brewster's friend, whose name, she was the black girl. Oh, what was her name? Tui or something like that. Mm-hmm. Like went and hid in one of those old latch freezers.
And got trapped.
She almost died. So maybe that's what happened to this lady.
I don't think. They said she was violent, had a violent altercation before death.
Really?
Yeah, that's scary.
Was she frozen solid?
I don't know, but she was very pretty. They said she was a model and like, what the heck? Are you looking it up?
I want to know what Punky Brewster's friend's name was. Cherry. What did I say?
I don't know.
Oh, man. Punky Brewster. What a great show that was, by the way. Did you ever watch that show?
I think that was just like a smidge before my time.
Yeah, it was back then.
Just a smidge.
Yeah. Soleil Moon Frye. But they brought it back. Yeah, 84 to 88. So I was very young when this was going.
Because your girl was born in 87. So.
Yeah. Must be nice. So tell me more about this murder.
I don't know anything else.
That's it? That's all you got?
She lives in downtown LA. She's a model. She's very pretty. She was found in the fridge. Violently attacked, said the autopsy. I heard about all this on TikTok. It's the only place I ever see news. Super sad and terrifying, though, you know?
Body of a murdered LA model was found inside her refrigerator. This is only KTLA. Give it to me, KTLA. I know you will.
A newly released autopsy report shows the 31-year-old was found bound, beaten, and wedged inside the refrigerator of her downtown LA apartment. We have been investigating this story for weeks. KTLA's Mary Beth McDade live in the newsroom with the latest on the new details. MB.
Oh, yes, and Mike and Sandy, I can tell you the autopsy results really are hard to read. And we're learning for the first time just how badly Melissa Mooney was beaten and then bound and gagged and stuffed into a refrigerator. Her killer still on the loose tonight. The disturbing details revealed in the just released autopsy results of the 31-year-old model. The medical examiner has ruled the cause of death as homicidal violence. The report indicates that Mooney was last seen alive on surveillance video at her downtown LA apartment complex on September 6th. Police found her badly beaten body 6 days later, and we now know her body was found inside a refrigerator in her luxury apartment. Her family had asked police to do a welfare check when they hadn't heard from her. Police then found the model's body brutally beaten, her head and body with traumatic injuries, her wrists and ankles bound and tied together behind her back with electric cords and clothing, a gag stuffed in her mouth. Her body then wedged into a refrigerator with pooled blood below it. The investigator believes what many had suspected, that she was likely involved in a violent struggle before her death.
Well, no
shit. In a recent interview, the model's sister said the mortician told her family in tears that he had to put her sister back together again.
Oh, The mortician said they had to put her back together again.
Ooh.
Well, it's Merry beginning Christmas. To look a lot like Christmas. Murders on every block.
Yikes.
This is terrible, but this is what happens when I really can't stay. If you don't, I'm going to murder you and cut you up.
Oh my gosh.
Baby, it's cold outside. Is that too much?
It's colder in the refrigerator.
Baby, it's cold in the fridge. Jesus Christ. This might be the darkest episode we've ever done.
I was going to say, we've got to turn it around.
Wow, you did this.
I know. Well, it's just rare that I know about any current events whatsoever. Yeah. So I had to share.
You know, I think that like the problem is that everyone is so cheerful and so happy this time of year. And we need to check everybody. Bring them down a peg. Yeah.
Let them live.
Nope. They got to come down to us. Baby, it's cold in the fridge.
Don't we always say that YFT is supposed to be the light of positivity in the world?
And that's what it started out to be. But, you know, now we're old. Crap.
Old and jaded.
Should we start the show?
Yes, and then we have to make a pact to turn it around.
Okay, we will turn it around. I promise.
Okay.
I promise. Why don't you start it? You start this happiness rewind.
Okay. Bros and hoes, you're listening to a very happy episode of your favorite thing podcast with
Wells and Brandy. It's cold.
It's warm outside, not cold.
Yeah.
The sun shining.
Yeah, we're both in Los Angeles. It's 70 degrees outside right now.
It's actually not. It's freezing.
What are you talking about?
Oh, it's cold in this house.
All right, guys. Bowl and Branch. Yep. They're making the dreamiest bedding for your spring refresh. And it's all, this is the best part, 20% off. That's their best sale of the entire season. You'll sleep better right away with their buttery soft sheets, airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and so much more. And they're made with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton, and they're yours to try with their 30-night worry-free guarantee. If you don't like it, you can send it back because Bowl and Branch is amazing.
Bowl and Branch is loved by millions of sleepers, and they have over 11,000 reviews. Plus, they're made without toxins, so they're free from synthetic pesticides, formaldehyde, and other harsh chemicals that are terrible for you. Plus, they fit the deepest of mattresses, so if you're like me and you have that like pillow top, cloud top, deep mattress, they totally fit, no problem.
Sleep better with the softest, most breathable bedding from Bowl and Branch during their best sale of the entire season. Get 20% off your order when you use promo code FAVORITE at bowlandbranch.com.
That's Bowl and Branch, bowlandbranch.com, promo code FAVORITE. Exclusions apply, see site for details. So get this.
You live literally 15 minutes away from me.
No, I know, but let me just tell you. Okay. We show up last night and I come to my guest house and try to turn the heat on because it's freaking cold last night. And the thermostat says that it's 61 degrees in here. And I was like, you know, I like it cold, but like 61 is a little cray cray. Like I don't need to be getting sick.
Yeah.
So I try to turn the heat on. Won't come on. Doesn't turn on. Heat doesn't work. And I was like, Mom, I think your heat's broken. No, it's not. You're just not doing it right. And I brought her over here and I was like, turned to C. And so there's no heat. So it's like I'm camping. I had to sleep in 60 degrees last night. And the low was 52. I bet it got down to 52 in here.
Yeah, but you like it cold.
Not that cold.
Yeah.
66 is my happy number. Also, I just feel like I've just been on the go, 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 go. And I feel like my immune system is not up to its usual standards. And so I can't be getting sick, you know?
I know. That's why we're not together right now, because Sarah's sick right now.
I know.
And I don't want to give it to anybody else.
I know. So I've been sleeping in the cold.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
But okay, we're being a downer again. We got to.
Yeah. All right.
It's 70. It's sunny. The sun's shining.
Tell me some of your favorite things. How about that?
My family came to visit last week.
Mm-hmm.
I think we talked about it a smidge. I survived.
Okay, that's good.
We had a lovely time. And it's funny, like Christmas hasn't happened yet, you know? Mm-hmm. But I feel like Christmas did happen because I feel like that was my Christmas. Mm-hmm. And we had the cutest little Christmas party on Friday night. And it was such a good time. And we did Dirty Santa.
Yeah.
Okay, so when you see on an invite, when you see like Dirty Santa gift exchange, you know, $25 or whatever it is, in your mind, what does that mean?
Is it Dirty Santa or is
Dirty
it,
Santa is what's is on the invite?
Or is it Secret Santa or is
invite
it
says dirty
White
Santa.
Elephant?
The invite says Dirty Santa.
Okay, then it needs to be like funny gifts.
Like dirty gifts or just funny?
Yeah, I mean that you could get like someone like a porn or like fuzzy handcuffs or something like that. That could be dirty. But then I think you can also get a bottle of Everclear or something, you know, like some gross liquor. I think that okay. would, that also works. Yeah,
that's what you would think.
Maybe okay, some so lingerie. Then,
oh, I don't know.
Edible
about that.
Underwear.
Okay. Okay. So before you mentioned Dirty Santa, Secret Santa, and White Elephant, are yeah. those three things different in your mind, or are they all the same?
Secret Santa is everyone has a different person.
One designated person. Yes. You're right about that. Okay. Mm-hmm.
White Elephant is you bring a gift and mm-hmm. then you figure out like what the order is. People go and pick out a gift and then they pick out a gift, they open it, and then it can only be stolen three times, I think, mm-hmm. or taken okay. two more times. And yes. I think Dirty Santa is White Elephant, but dirty. I don't know. No, maybe Dirty Elephant is what is Secret Santa, but just dirty.
Yeah, okay. So we put Dirty Santa on the invite. Because mm-hmm. to me, Dirty Santa is, it's white, to me, it's the same thing as White Elephant. But like, I don't feel like people have the connotation that with White Elephant, you steal. To me, like Dirty Santa is like stealing from each other and like fist fighting over what you want and like okay. whatever. Like it wasn't necessarily like dirty Santa. Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of like, you know, you put like $25 on there as the limit. So like, obviously it's silly gifts. Like you're not going to go get buy anything like serious. So we did Dirty Santa. It was a huge hit, but there was one person took it as like dirty Santa.
Yeah.
And the gift was a cup. That was a man's ball.
I love it.
Like a coffee cup.
Just one ball?
Just one giant ball covered in hair. It was hilarious. And she was so embarrassed, I think, because she was the only one that kind of went that route. But it actually was like the hot commodity gift, you know?
That's what they should have. That's what I said should have been.
Yeah. So I think maybe like that's the play. Like, I feel like lingerie is like a step too far, maybe. I don't know.
Well,
and then a couple other people did kind of go that route, I guess, because there were a couple of gifts that were like a joint and some male enhancement. You know what I mean? Or like some gummies and some female enhancement, whatever it was. That was funny, I thought. But yeah, I was just curious like what your take was on that. Cause Miley and I went back and forth on like what to put on the invite. Like, do we put White Elephant? Do we put Dirty Santa? And I was like, well, people know that we're stealing, you know? So I was like, put Dirty Santa on there or whatever. But anyway, we had a great time. I feel like I already had my Christmas. And then I am in LA right now, but I'm working. And then I go back home to do Christmas on my own because that's what I want to do.
That's the saddest thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
It's not. It's absolutely lovely.
All right. Sarah and I started watching Christmas movies.
Oh.
So I've got two new ones that I loved.
I've got a bad one.
Okay. I'll go first, then you give me the bad one.
Because we're being positive.
Yeah. The first one is on Prime vis-a-vis Freevee. I don't know if you know that there's kind of.
I'm up on the Freevee.
You understand Freevee? Okay. So but the way you get into Freevee is from Prime, and then once you get into Prime, then Freevee is a free app. So there's commercials, but whatever. The movie is called Xmas.
Original.
But it's spelled E-X and then miss.
Okay.
Graham surprises his family at Christmas, only to discover his ex-fiancée is already celebrating the holiday with his family when he arrives. Xmas, stream free on Freevee. It's my buddy Robbie Amell. It's the only reason why I even found out about it was because I was playing golf with him the other day, and I love his show Upload. And he was like, "Oh, I have a new like a holiday movie," and I was like, "Oh, are you the guy who never left and still owns a coffee shop?" And he's like, "No, it's not like that. It's it is a holiday like rom com, but it's not like that." And I was like, "Oh, so tell me what it's about." And he's like, "Well, so I get engaged to this girl who's played by." You'd love this. Leighton Meester.
Love her.
I know. So they get engaged. Something goes wrong at some point. They become unengaged, but she's still like really, really close with his family. He's calls his family and he's like, "I can't make it home. I got a deadline. I can't come." And then like last second, he's like, this is depressing. I'm going to go home. So he like flies home, kind of surprises the family. And once he gets home, who's there but his ex-fiance? And then all sorts of things happen. He starts playing a game to see if he can make his family hate her, right? So they like play like a board game night, and she gets really competitive, and like the mom's like, this, she's a little crazy, you know, like whatever. So they kind of go back and forth, and then obviously, you know, things change, and it turns into a beautiful love story. The family's really, really good in it. The dad is Michael Hitchcock, who is in like a lot of Christopher Guest movies, like A Wedding for Guffman and Best in Show and, you know, all those movies, Mighty Wind. And then his sister is this girl named Veronica Slowikowski. And the only reason why I recognize her is because she's someone who's like big on TikTok, and she does like this kind of funny skit bit on TikTok. And so I always see her. She's so good in it, so funny in it. Anyways, highly recommend Xmas on Freevee.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's a movie.
It's a movie, yes. All right, what's the movie that you do not like?
Okay, so we watched two Christmas movies.
Okay.
One I had already seen. Apparently, she's going to kill me.
Okay.
Miley, guess what Miley's favorite Christmas movie is that she's seen like 30 times?
The Holiday.
Absolutely not.
Is it going to be one that I hate?
It's so unexpected.
Oh, okay. Then tell me.
It's the Lindsay Lohan movie that Cord is in.
Oh, yeah. I think that was good. I talked about it last year. I liked it.
The fact that that's the movie she's seen 30 times absolutely kills me. Yeah. She loves it. So she made us watch it.
It's good.
And it is. It's so cute. And, you know, Obvi, I love Cord. So we love that. So we did watch that. And then we watched, I think it's Netflix. There's a new Christmas movie that Brandy is in. You know, the singer Brandy?
Yes.
I don't know what it's called. You're going to have to look it up. It wells.
It's bad.
Not good. It's really bad. And like, here's the thing. The Lindsay Cord movie is also bad, but it's good because they know it's bad.
Yes.
And they like lean into that, you know? And so it's funny. This is not the case. They're dead serious.
Best Christmas ever.
It's not good.
Oh yeah. With Heather Graham and Jason Biggs.
Horrible. And Jason Biggs.
Yeah.
I would like, you know, I know he's older now, but like he was good in his day.
Yeah. American Pie.
Freaking hilarious.
Saving Silverman.
Yeah. What? Like, I don't know what happened.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's not good.
Yeah.
It's not good.
Friendships are put to the ultimate test over a boastful holiday newsletter. Best Christmas ever.
It's not the best Christmas ever.
No, it's the worst it's Christmas ever.
It's not the best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's too bad.
Yeah. So maybe skip that one, guys.
Yeah. Okay. I have another one that we really liked.
Okay.
Okay. It's called Family Switch.
I think, who's in this?
Jennifer Garner.
Is it new?
Yes.
Oh, then I haven't seen it.
Jennifer Garner, Ed Helms from like The Office, and Emma Myers, who is in Wednesday.
Okay.
When a chance encounter with an astrological reader causes the walkers to wake up to a full body switch, can they unite to land a promotion, college interview, record deal, and soccer tryout? Family Switch. So it's 13 going on 30.
Classic.
But with the whole family.
Love it.
And it is so good.
Okay. Netflix?
Netflix.
All right.
Anyway, so good. Go watch it with your family. Okay. Your family will like it. It's so cute.
I love Jennifer Garner.
Yeah. And I tell you what, this little Emma Myers from Wednesday is so good. Like I think she's going to be a big star.
Okay.
I got a feeling.
Cute.
Anything else?
Well, I am all caught up on The Crown.
Okay.
And they just this past week dropped part two of the final season. Mm-hmm. And I love this part. I love part two because it's all about Prince William.
Yeah.
Whoever they cast is such a little cutie. We love that.
We love that.
And it reminds me of the young Diana episodes, you know, like it's more of like that caliber of television where it's not so serious all the time, but I'm loving it. So if you have not started watching the new episode of The Crown, highly recommend. And I'm gonna be sad the show's over, but thank God I have the first three seasons to go back to and prequel it, you know.
Oh, thank God.
Thank God, because I do love it.
Oof. Oof.
Yeah.
Okay, I got one more show I like a lot.
Okay, great.
It's called School Spirits.
I'm scared. I was hoping this would be a show I would like, but now
I think you. I actually think you might. Uh-huh. Just from hearing what it's called, School Spirits, what do you think it's about?
I feel like it's a comedy.
Okay.
Which is not my thing. So.
Okay. Anything else?
I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, like, do you think it's like a cheerleading documentary or something?
I don't know. It could be.
Yeah.
Could be cheerleading. Could be about alcohol.
Okay.
Don't know.
It's on Paramount Plus.
Okay.
And it's from the creators of Pretty Little Liars.
Okay.
Maddie, a teen stuck in the afterlife, investigating her own disappearance, goes on a crime-solving mission as she adjusts to high school purgatory. School Spirits.
Purgatory. Interesting. We've gone full circle.
We've made it back, baby.
Insert Catholic conversation.
Yeah. Let's talk about priests. Maddie is played by this girl named Megan Trinrud. She was like, a Disney Channel girl.
Okay.
She's in high school and she gets murdered. Oh. Or at least we think she's murdered. Yeah. Her blood is found like in the boiler room for some reason, but no one can find her body. And she is in the afterlife. And so she's stuck at the school where she was murdered, where there has been a bunch of other murders from like different decades, right? So there's
a lot of murders at the school.
That's what Sarah and I were talking about this. We're like, I don't think there was ever a murder at my school, let alone like one every decade.
Mm-mm.
Like one kid, you know, died in the 70s on the football field. He got like hit badly and like broke his neck. And then like there was another.
So deaths.
Yeah. Just deaths. But she's been murdered. And there's a couple other murders. But then there's just like, some deaths.
I mean, kids are mean.
Yeah, right?
You know?
Totally. So anyways, like there's kind of like this like self-help, almost like Alcoholics Anonymous meeting that she goes to with all the other dead spirits. Mm-hmm. And she's just trying to figure out like what happened to how she died. Because everyone else that's dead, they're like remembers exactly what happens, except she doesn't. And then one of her friends who is alive for some reason can see her and hear her. So then it's just a whodunit, basically.
Okay. I like a whodunit.
It's very fun. It's like for kids, for sure. But it's not bad. I don't hate it.
All right.
I like School Spirits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why it's reminding me. It's giving Riverdale a little.
Yeah. It's got some Riverdale vibes.
Did you ever finish Riverdale?
No, I didn't even start Riverdale.
I watched season one, maybe season two. And then I think it kept going and going and going. And I just did not keep watching.
Yeah.
It didn't grasp me.
By the way, though, I did watch May, December.
What are your thoughts? Miley hated it.
One, it's like Natalie Portman plays a lot of like overly sexualized characters, which is interesting to me.
Kind of her thing.
Yeah. My thought was, okay, did Natalie Portman's character the entire time just want to do this movie so she could fuck a kid or like be sexual with a kid on set?
Oh, I never went there.
That was my thought was like, oh my, like I knew immediately that she was going to sleep with the now grown up kid that got into a relationship with the teacher.
Uh-huh.
I knew that was going to happen. And then, you know, like then you start hearing her talk to the director. And so you know that she's like been sleeping with the director and you know that she was kind of getting her rocks off with like hooking up with the kid. And then once that last scene, it's her filming with the kid and she's like, hold on, we got to go again. And it's like, was this all one big ploy to do some pedo stuff? This episode brought to you by pedo stuff.
I cannot.
I know, but that's what I was thinking the entire time. Is that what you were thinking?
It was not what I was thinking at all. But now that you bring it up, it's a fair perception.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Why After Years, what do you guys think? Go watch May, December. I enjoyed it a lot. I thought that the kid from, I think he was from Riverdale.
Yeah, he is, yeah.
I thought he was great in that.
Yeah, very good.
And apparently he like gained 40 pounds for it. Like really impressive work. Jeez. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Nice.
I have the 10 oddest Guinness World Records of the year here.
The 10 oddest?
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
Number 10, fastest 5 meters on a scooter by a parrot is 14.6 seconds.
A long time.
Okay. Longest mustache in a living person, male. The record is 63 centimeters, which is more than 2 feet.
That's disgusting.
Can you imagine having some guy go down on you with a 63-centimeter mustache?
That's too much.
Fastest time to assemble Mr. Potato Head blindfolded is 11.5 seconds. Like, I feel like these aren't impressive things to me.
It's not that
you know,
impressive.
When I was a kid and we'd go to the library and you'd go get the
when
Guinness.
When I was a kid.
Back when I was a child, we'd go into what's called a library, which is basically a giant internet server, but you'd have to go use the Dewey Decimal System to find shit. And there was the Guinness Book of World Records, and we would always go find that one to go look at the fattest man alive and the tallest person ever lived. And now it's like number 7, most couples eating a single piece of spaghetti simultaneously. That's not a thing.
It's not a thing.
It's not a thing. Number 6, most magic tricks underwater in 3 minutes. The record is 38. It's not a thing.
That's dumb.
For fish? They don't care. All right? Most spoons balance on a body. The record's 88. I can do it on my nose, and that's it. Because I fucking grew up, guy. Longest tongue on a living dog. The record is 13.9 centimeters, which is almost 5.5 inches.
Well, how do they know? Because they're not measuring every dog's tongue that comes to the veterinary clinic.
Exactly. That's the dumbest thing ever. It's just... You're just looking for people. Just want to get the Guinness,
thing
they want to. Yeah,
yeah.
And I wonder if there's a Guinness Book of World Records for the most Guinness Book of World Records. Is my question.
Probably.
You know, like who has that?
I bet somebody.
Fucking dork.
And we're back to the negativity.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Do you want to go out on some calls?
Oh, yeah, we should do some calls for sure.
Okay.
Definitely.
I don't know if you're really here. Let me see if I can do this.
Probably not.
Let me do this so I can do it this way.
You know what else I saw on TikTok today?
What's that?
I never know what's real and what's not real.
Yeah.
But apparently, maybe you could fact check this for me.
No, I want to just go ahead and just assume it's true.
Did Fiji Water have a campaign, like an ad campaign, saying something like, this is their water is not bottled in Cleveland or some dig at the city of Cleveland? Because I've heard I saw on TikTok that that's what they did. And so the city of Cleveland apparently tested their tap water against Fiji. And apparently there's like all this fecal matter in the Fiji water and Cleveland's water is crystal clear.
Really?
Apparently. And apparently Cleveland's tap water passed like all the taste tests as being better, you know, in all the like blindfolded tests, I'm sure. And everyone said Fiji's water was garbage.
Good for Cleveland.
But I have no idea if any of this is true. I just saw it on TikTok.
Man, still.
But I was fascinated. As I sit here and drink like some bougie bottled water that Tish has, I'm like, is there fecal matter in this? Who's keeping these people accountable? You know, like, is this water even like worth the $3.50 I'm sure she paid for it? I don't know.
I mean, if you really think about it though, like every drop of water that's on this earth
has fecal matter,
has been pissed and shit out of countless other beings before us, you know, like this water I'm drinking right here is definitely like dinosaur pee-pee.
No.
At one time, for sure. Why? There's only a limited amount of this stuff.
So we're not going to fact check. We're just going to.
I love it. Cleveland rocks. All right. Let's do some calls. On to the calls.
Well, then, Brandi. Hello.
Hello.
My favorite thing for you.
Okay. What do you got?
Stranger Things. I know you all have a love for it. I am actually obsessed with it. One of my favorite shows. And I'm calling you today on November 6th, which if you're a nerd like me, you know, is Stranger Things Day because Will Byers vanished in the woods 40 years ago today, which is totally real life.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't think you've covered it. There's a show that kind of gives me Stranger Things elements. It's on Amazon Prime. It's called Harlan Coben's Shelter.
Whoa.
There's similarities. There's a missing kid. There's intrigue. There's what the fuck is happening here. And it definitely kind of fills the void before season 5 comes out for Stranger Things. It's a YA show, which I know Brandy's a fan of, and I really think you all would actually be kind of into it. So watch it and talk about it, and I'd love that. And, yeah, so love you guys. I'm Leah from Knoxville, Tennessee. I'm a probate attorney, and I'm just thankful that as I'm doing my boring estate documents, I can listen to you all and get that mindless entertainment. And just thank you for that. Great day. Love you. Bye.
Well, she is just full of positivity and happiness, and I just love that for us because we need some of that.
By the way, I could have told you that she was from Tennessee in the first 7 seconds. That probably
from her
was,
accent.
That's yeah. That probably is Guinness Book of World Records. So what did she say? The show is called Harlan something.
So it's a Harlan Coben show. You know, they do a lot of. He's an author, and they turn a lot of his books into series. But here's my issue with Harlan Coben stuff. It's real hit or miss. Like, I think I've seen one, maybe two max that are good, and usually the rest of them are garbage. But maybe hers is a good one.
Let's try to find out what she said, because I found Harlan Coben's shelter.
Oh, I think that is maybe what she said.
Let's see. Mickey lives with a mother in rehab, a dead father, an annoying aunt, and a new school in New Jersey. When a creepy old woman tells him that his father isn't dead, Mickey thinks he's losing his mind. Harlan Coben's Shelter on Amazon Prime. I mean, maybe. All right, let's continue on.
So my favorite thing is the husbands that are loving this podcast because of their wives.
Yeah.
My husband is one of them.
Yes.
And what the fuck is happening here? Bye.
That's it. Oh, she just loves what the fuck is happening here.
Okay, cool.
Fucking A, dude. I love that.
Love that for you.
All right, we got another one.
Hi, Wells and Brandy. This is Emily. I've been listening to you guys for a while now.
Thank you.
I just was calling to reference Wells's comment on the Anchorman video. I will say, Wells, I have to tell you that you're wrong.
Oh.
It never was. I'm impressed. I have watched that movie so many times, and that was something that my family and I would quote all the time.
No.
The whore from Whore Island or whatever. But that line has always been, you pooped in the refrigerator, you ate the whole wheel of cheese. I'm not even mad. That's amazing. He always said, that's amazing. It's never been, I'm impressed.
No.
I just wanted to tell you that you were wrong, but I love you guys,
nope.
And I listen to you guys every week, and I love listening to the podcast, so you guys are great.
Nope.
Also, love you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
I love her. I was going to say, I love when other people also tell you that you're wrong. They're just like, really?
Why do you love that?
I just, you know, I just love it.
That's not something that you should love.
Because I love being right. Not that I had an opinion about this whole thing, but, you know, I love her. She's great.
Me being wrong makes you right in some way?
Absolutely.
Wow. All right.
Hey, welcome, Brandy.
Yo.
My name is Mandy. I'm from Michigan, and I was just calling with a couple things that I think you guys should check out.
Okay.
The first thing is Invasion on Apple TV.
Yeah, we've talked
kind
about
of about like a alien invasion, and it kind of gives the perspective of a few different areas of the world, and then they're all kind of connecting. I think you both would really love that show. And then a couple book recs.
Ooh, give it to us.
What Lies in the Woods by Kate Alice Marshall. And then Before I Go to Sleep by S.J. Watson. You guys should check them out. Love the show. All right, bye.
Love that. Love a book rec.
Me too.
I need
to read more.
We have talked Invasion. And I got to be honest with you, I almost couldn't finish it. Like, it just dragged on. It just was. It just took forever. But I like those book recs. Thank you for that. Last one.
Hi, Wells and Brandy.
Yo.
This is Madison
calling
from Memphis.
Maddie from Memphis.
So one of my favorite things that you guys have ever done was the Christmas episode with Wells and Sarah, which also makes me very sad because, while I love Sarah and I love Wells, I also love Brandy.
Uh-huh.
So I think that should become a thing, because then it would become one of my favorite things, is a Your Favorite Thing Christmas episode.
Special.
Where you guys just talk about all things Christmas. My also favorite thing would be a show called Fat Man, if we're talking Christmas. Wells, this is right up your alley.
It's
literally about a punk-ass kid who hires a hitman to kill Santa. And it is just all of the best things in the world. So that is my favorite thing. So Fat Man, and then, a Christmas episode would be awesome. Thanks. Love you guys.
Wow. Fat Man is with Mel Gibson.
What?
A rowdy, unorthodox Santa Claus is fighting to save his declining business. Meanwhile, Billy, a neglected and precocious 12-year-old, hires a hitman to kill Santa after receiving a lump of coal in his stocking. Fat man, 'tis the season to get even. Streaming on Peacock, rent and buy on Prime and on Amazon. All right. I do love the calls. We've stopped doing it. We're bringing it back. We've decided we're bringing it back. If you guys want to call in, tell us your favorite thing, please do. The number is 858-630-1856. Once again, 858-630-1856.
Nice.
Is that it?
Did we do a Christmas episode last year?
I guess we might have, and Sarah hung in on it.
I guess so. I don't remember shit. We can't do that this year because this is the last episode of the year.
Yeah. By the way, yeah, so that we should tell everyone that.
Yeah.
What song should we go out on?
A Christmas song.
Baby, It's Cold Outside, even though it's kind of creepy.
It's too creepy.
Okay. What was I singing?
I love Run, Run, Rudolph myself.
Chuck Berry? All right. All right, Wire of Tears, we're taking the next 2 weeks off because of the holiday. So sorry about that. You know what I might do, though? I might look at some of the drunk podcasts that I have done in my house.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
And maybe release some of those. That's a little bit more editing on my end, but...
Well, what else are you doing?
Fair enough. Fair. That is a fair...
Playing some Christmas golf, I'm sure, but, you know.
Yeah. I'm not doing anything, really.
That could be a nice gift for the White Tears.
Okay. Well, it's a hard edit because it's going to be, you know. Anyways, YFTers, we love you so much.
We do. We do. I'm very thankful for the YFTers.
Very thankful. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to all of you YFTers out there. Have an amazing new year.
Even the Catholics. We love you.
I'm a Catholic. Jesus.
Are you serious? Are you still? No.
I mean, I am a Catholic.
No, you're not.
Yeah. Oh, my God. We love all creeds, races, religions.
I'm sleep deprived.
All right. We love you guys so much. Have an amazing new year. We'll see you in 2024.
See you then.
Bye.
Bye. Santa's gotta make it to town.
That's a good one.
It is a good one.
This podcast has been brought to you by Podcast Nation.